In news around the globe this week, Arrowfield Studs, former New Zealand Horse of the Year, Done Deal, was successful on debut, and his first winner as a sire has now followed suit. Susan Archer from Arrowfield joins us on the program this morning. How are you, Susan?
I'm very well, Jo. Good morning to you and Happy New Year.
And to you too. It's been a busy start to the year for you with a highly successful sale at the Gold Coast.
Well, it certainly was. Look, it was successful across the board. We had a tremendous sale, but it was fantastic to see so many vendors have fantastic sales as well. I've just done a quick look at the at the major prices out of Magic Millions, and there were 26 vendors achieved at least one sale of $500,000 or more. So wonderful to see the love being spread, so to speak. Everyone works really hard. Magic Millions do a tremendous job. The buyers work really hard. All the vendors work hard, and it's great to see some very positive results. I think on very sound fundamentals, fantastic rewards for owners in Australia. That's what it's all about.
Susan, Arrowfield ended up being the leading vendor across the entire sale. How many yearlings did you sell, and what did they gross?
We sold 55 of our 58 yearlings for a gross of just over $14 million. That was not just for the stud. We have a number of clients and partners as well in a lot of those horses. So a lot of people benefit from that money, and most vendors would be the same. So we were thrilled about that. We had a couple of million-dollar sales. The Schnitzel Fliday filly, the full sister to Sweet Idea and Showtime, was bought by Reg Inglis, John Kelly and Paul Frampton for $1.8 million. And lovely Redoute's Choice Cat by the Tail Colt was picked up by James Moore Racing for $1 million. So those sales are always nice. But I think across the board, we were very happy indeed, and particularly happy with the performance of our first season sire, Olympic Glory, in a really, really strong field of first season sires. He more than held his own and achieved an average of around 10 times his service fee. So that was a very good result for vendors.
Susan, did the overall buoyancy of the sale surprise you in any way? It was an extraordinary outcome.
That's a good question to ask. I think on the basis, what I felt, look, I remember the 80s, and I remember all the excitement around the hype of those sales. And I think there was at that time a sense of unreality about some of that because the fundamentals weren't really secure. But what I think is wonderful, and just looking through our results, of the 55 yearlings we sold, only four were signed for by overseas buyers. So there's tremendous domestic strength. And I mean, Schnitzel Fliday is going to be, is going to race in Australia. So even though bought by an American buyer. So, you know, I think the fundamentals are very, very strong. The rewards for people, for owners and for investors across the board are much stronger than they were in the 1980s. It feels very businesslike. I mean, these are significant amounts of money and, you know, they would buy a very nice house and so on. But the rewards are there, and buyers are very hard-nosed. You know, there's a lot of horses that they don't want to buy still. You know, they are fussy about what they go for, and they have lots of money, but they will only spend it on what they really, really want. And that, I think, is also a little bit different from the 80s, where there wasn't quite the same information available to buyers. And I think the professionalism of buyers was a lot more mixed. We have some very, very skilled buyers now who really do their homework. So exceptional results, but it didn't feel unreal or fairy tale sort of stuff. It was good, hard business, and everyone had to work very hard on both sides of the table.
Well, Susan, the success of Arrowfield in the sales ring has flowed on to the racetrack this week with the Done Deal horse winning across in New Zealand, a horse by the name of Cut a Deal that's trained by Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman.
Very appropriately trained by Murray and Andrew, who of course also prepared Done Deal. It's a great name too, Cut a Deal, and his owners include Mike and Sharon Craig, who were also involved in racing Done Deal and have been great supporters of him as breeders and just, you know, promoting him really, which is wonderful. It was a really nice win. He's very stylish. And, you know, we're obviously delighted to see a January 2-year-old winner by Done Deal. He's a stallion that we think will leave lovely 3-year-olds and classic horses, but he's so athletic. and we've been hearing good stuff about a lot of his two-year-olds, so it's great to see this one come out in January and win first up. And there's another one actually starting today at Wyong, Sunreal from the Chris Lee stable, already a trial winner, so we'll be looking out for him in race three. And I think we'll see a few more of them come out through the autumn. He's just absolutely on track. And, you know, nice to see his yearlings finding favour again at Magic Millions, selling up to $280,000.
And the Bakers have also got a done deal out of Miss Finland coming up.
Of course, Bjorn Baker. I was thinking of Murray. No, Bjorn Baker, that's right. He's very happy with him. He's called Nordicus. And has been in and out a few times, and Bjorn has been tweeting lately and letting us know also that he's very happy with him. So we look forward to his debut as well. He was a gorgeous yearling. I mean, Miss Finland, I mean, how she's just done the most fantastic job. $900,000 for that colt a year ago. She then delivered a beautiful deep impact colt foal in the spring and ended the year back in foal to our new stallion, Shalar. She's an absolute gem.
She is. How old is Miss Finland now, do you know, Susan?
She is 14. Mm. She's 14, 2003. So she was from the third crop, actually, of Redoute's Choice. So, yeah, she's in healthy and vigorous middle age and doing a wonderful job for us on the farm.
Yeah, that's terrific. And what else is happening in the Arrowfield camp that we should know about, Susan?
Well, I think one of the things we're starting to see is a whole lot of interesting two-year-olds coming out by a whole lot of different stallions, of course, and we've seen a number of trial winners, and there's some interesting two-year-olds to look out for by Redoute's Choice, the Autumn Sun and Brasilica. She's the daughter of Brazilian Pulse. I think she won a trial recently. De Valera, who was not a single doubt, top-priced yearling last year, he won a trial through the week. We're really looking forward to seeing the two-year-olds through the autumn. It's always an exciting time of year. Animal Kingdom had a very exciting two-year-old winner through the Christmas sort of holiday period just before Christmas, I Am Queen in New Zealand, and got his ninth winner, Shalia, a lovely Arrowfield filly, during the Magic Millions sale. So that was really super. And we also are thrilled with the performance of Smart Missile. He's really building a good, solid record, and it was great to see a lot of people who bought his progeny and previous crops coming back to buy his yearlings. And his book one yearlings averaged almost six times his fee. He's topping the third season size table and doing pretty well with his two-year-olds too. So plenty of excitement and plenty to look forward to, but really thrilled to see lots of vendors doing well, and I think Woodside Park and Sun Stud were among those vendors that had 500,000 plus sales at Magic Millions. So good to see plenty of the money going south as well, and a lot of Victorian breeders represented among you know, drafts from New South Wales too. So the money is being spread around.
Indeed, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that translates for the rest of the sales season, of course, with Karaka coming up at the end of this week, and then that flows on to the first sale ever at the new Inglis Riverside Complex, which will be exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. I really take my hat off to Inglis. It's been a, you know, a 10-year project, as Mark Webster, you know, explains, to make the move. And it is something that I think a lot of us struggled with because there's so much history tied up with Newmarket, but it was an inevitable move. I haven't been out there myself. I am coming across for the Classic Sale. I'm based in New Zealand, so I'm going over to Sydney for the Classic Sale. And, you know, it was just very, very special indeed, I think, to the way they've handled the move, the way they've promoted it and communicated with people. It looks sensational. And I think now it's fair to say everybody is very excited about it. So we're looking forward to selling 33 yearlings under the Arrowfield banner there, and then returning, of course, in April for the first Easter sale with 51 yearlings in our draft.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at the forthcoming sales. Susan, as always, thanks for your time and insight on Talking Horses. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jo. And by the way, before I forget, warmest congratulations on your Equus Film Festival award for A Racetrack Somewhere. All I can say to anybody who hasn't seen it, just watch the series. It's absolutely wonderful. Superb work. We're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you very much for your kind words, Susan. It was a great project to work on and, yeah, very honoured to have received that international accolade, and it's great, more importantly, for Australian racing and the profile of our grassroots racetracks around the place.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it was the first documentary or first film, you know, that has ever won an award at that festival from Australia. So, well done. Congratulations. Good on you.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Thanks,
Susan Archer, joining us from Arrowfield on Talking Horses.